Happy Thanksgiving. Welcome to this edition of the Blues Day Recap. Former of the fans, the Bleed Blue Show. Once again, happy Thanksgiving to everybody out there. Hope everybody enjoys their turkey. Everybody enjoys their, you know, their dressing, their stuffing, the cranberry sauce, string beans, mac and cheese, you know, good times with family, friends, the football games, as we will later somewhat overshadow, not necessarily preview, on this fantabulous Thursday, this fantabulous holiday for family, friends, just to give, you know, give thanks, to be blessed for the situations, the lives that we live in, are fortunate to be in. But last night was not as fortunate for the New York Rangers as they fall to the Tampa Bay Lightning by one goal. And it featured the return of a Martin St. Louis back to Tampa Bay. The first time he's played in Tampa Bay. The St. Pete's Forum out there in Tampa Bay, as far as the last time he was there since March, when he requested the trade last season to the New York Rangers. I'm not exactly sure if Martin St. Louis and Steve Yzerman, former hockey great of the Detroit Red Wings, I'm not exactly sure if they have squashed, you know, their beefs. It's probably mostly business than personal anyway. But it featured a game where former New York Ranger and captain of the Blue Shirts, Ryan Callahan, Captain Cal, once again got on the score sheet twice, you know, notching in two goals against the Blue Shirts and, you know, leading to victory. Also featured a game where Captain Steven Stamkos puts in the goal and two assists. And the Tampa Bay Lightning, and while I get back to the Rangers, the Tampa Bay Lightning are a real threat in the East right now. I thought they would be a playoff team. You know, the way they went out in the playoffs last year, you know, they got railroaded by Montreal, you know, in the end. But I thought that Tampa Bay is legit. Tampa Bay is definitely a legit team. They got scoring. They got a system. And they should win that division. They should win their division. They should be notching up at least a top three seed in the East. Easily. Going back to the game, Ben Bishop for the Tampa Bay Lightning, he only saw, 16 shots on goal tonight or last night. The New York Rangers had the inability to put pressure in the Tampa Bay Lightning zone to put not only just to put goals, but to put pressure on the Lightning defense. Like I said, Callahan, this is the second time, you know, this is the second game the Lightning and the Rangers played this season within a matter of a week. Tampa Bay, you know, kind of got this two. They got the Rangers number right now as far as two wins and nothing. But, you know, our former guy, you know, Ryan Callahan comes back with two goals. Here's the thing, though. You know, it's the trade is what it is. For whatever it's worth, Callahan he seems to be productive. Versus the New York Rangers. I don't know if it's just because it's his former team, his former captainship, his star. I don't think, you know, it's probably the right decision at the time. And there's no way I would say Callahan is the better player than Martin St. Louis. I think Martin St. Louis is an all-time player. You know, he's a Hall of Famer. Ryan Callahan is still, you know, a solid player, but, you know, I think he gets fired up for these games. You know, you got to take him from perspective of who it is, what's going on. I know Tampa Bay wanted to make a big deal with St. Louis coming back with the, you know, the respect, the thank yous for all the years, you know, the Stanley Cup back in the mid-2000s. They had a great team, too, that Lightning team back in the mid-2000s, I believe, the 04 team. But this is another game for the Tampa Bay Lightning to, you know, just find a ways to win. You know, just winning by one goal. You know, winning by one goal. And they got it tonight. With the Rangers, you know, they got the Thanksgiving, the matchup 1 o'clock versus the Philadelphia Flyers. I thought, you know, the boys, you know, they showed this is a good hockey team, but they just got to find ways to get over the hump. I think that's what it is, you know. Lundqvist, you know, gave up, you know, 4 goals tonight. He's coming off the shutout, the impressive shutout versus the Montreal Canadiens. Probably the best game of the season. And there's always been those games early in the season where the Rangers, whether they beat the San Jose Sharks on, you know, Sunday afternoon game at the Garden, you know, even the Devil game when they came back. But this one, earlier this week versus Montreal, Sunday night, I believe. Yeah, you know, they did what they had to do. Solid contributions tonight. I mean, solid contributions versus Montreal. So, but tonight, you know, they got goals out of Dan Boyle. They got goals, you know, out of Rick Nash again. You know, continuously to add to his leading, you know, scoring. He's pretty much been, you know, some sort of a surprise as far as bouncing back the way he did, you know, in Coach V's system. You know, Matt Zuccarello was the first guy on the board tonight, or last night, to put the goal in the back of the net. Right now, like Mark Stahl, Rick Nash, guys, you know, Dan Girardi still logging in over 20 minutes of ice time. Just gotta play better. You just gotta, get back in the flow of things as far as great teams. You know, I want to see the New York Rangers build off of good wins like against Montreal. I want to see it, this is where it comes with the Rangers, because you have to get some sort of, put it on some sort of consistency, go on a winning streak. The boys, they have the, you know, although they've been playing okay hockey, not great, but not too bad. You gotta, if you beat Montreal, I want them to see them come back and beat a Tampa Bay Lightning team. Like when the Rangers beat Pittsburgh and they fell to the Lightning, when they beat Pittsburgh at the Garden and they came back and they lost to Tampa Bay, but they went, you know, and then they, you know, come back and went to Pittsburgh and at their place and won the game at Pittsburgh. See, I want to win off. I want character wins too with this team. You know, coming up Thursday, you know, early afternoon, you know, big game versus the Flyers, with the Thanksgiving special. It's a rivalry game. The Flyers don't like the Rangers, and us Rangers don't like the Flyers. You know, it's the New York-Philadelphia thing going on. I know, you know, between, you know, whether, you know, whatever sport it is, if it's, you know, Sixers-Knicks, if it's Eagles-Giants, especially Eagles-Giants, or even baseball, you know, with the other New York team and the Philadelphia Phillies. But, you know, I think Rangers-Flyers is probably, you know, probably right there with Giants-Eagles. But especially for the fact that they play in the same division and they play each other multiple times and they've seen these guys in the playoffs as they do. It's right up there with the football rivalry between New York and Philadelphia. But I think with the Rangers sitting at 9 wins, 8 losses, and 4 overtime wins, we're kind of sitting on the outside looking in as far as the standings in the Eastern Conference. Right now, Philadelphia, Pittsburgh, and the New York Islanders ahead of the New York Rangers in the standings with the points. I want to see the Rangers probably whip off four to five wins in a row. Okay. I want to see them guys come off and put on a little camaraderie, a winning streak, quality teams. They have got to do better. Let's see. Let's go back a little bit because we know the Rangers, you know, we all know that they didn't get the opportunity to play at Buffalo because of the ridiculous snowstorm out there versus the Sabres. So their game was postponed earlier in the week. But the Rangers, you know, they beat the Flyers 2-0 at the Garden. And if I had to go back to that game, you know, that's another shutout for Henrik Lundqvist. Wait a minute. Lundqvist didn't even play that game. I think Cam did. Cam played that game. You know, so it's good to get a 2-0 goal. You know, Rick Nash, he had captured the power play goal in the second period. You know, the assist by Stepan and Martin St. Louis. Also, Klein was able to knock in his fourth goal of the season and cashed in with Carl Hagelin with the assist. You know, the Rangers, they had the opportunity. They had good shots on goals versus Philadelphia early in the week, where they put up 34 shots on Steve Mason against the Flyers, and then you didn't even get half of that less than half of that versus Tampa Bay tonight. So it's something to know. You know, with the lines to play against good hockey. You know, it's still early, guys. Right? You know, I know I don't want to overreact. It's still a little early with the New York Rangers, you know, because we know hockey is probably the odd sport where you do not have to be great in November to be great in March or April when things really, really, really mean something. So right now, you know, my concern as a New York Ranger fan and as us Rangers fans with the Broadway blue shirts is just to stay your head above water, okay? Just keep your head above water. You know, the Rangers, you know, 1-for-4 on a power play versus Philadelphia, you know, outshot them, you know, 3-3. It's just that got to find a way to get on a little run. Okay, you know, going back to the Tampa Bay game, you know, they gave up the first period goal to Steven Stamkos, his 15th of the season. You know, Callahan on the assist, Matt's come back, Matt Zuccarello comes back, gets his goal, his fourth of the season, assisted by Nash and Dan Boyle, and they had the 2-1 lead in the first period. But the thing with the Rangers, and I say this all the time on these Blues Day recaps, and when we talk on some of our live Rangers post-game shows, the ones we have outside of the, you know, Giants and the Knicks, is the inability of the New York Rangers to sometimes, you know, they go to these mental lapses. They did it last year, and I say this all the time on the podcast. They won't keep a lead for whatever reason. And most times I think it's, you know, I don't want to blame Henrik, you know, because I don't think it's, you know, he's a very great goalie. You know, he'll put up them shutouts, and I've been wrong on him and hard on him. But you know, a lot of time it is the defense. You know, Dan Girardi, you know, messing up the puck in their own zone. Costly turnovers, just a lack of focus with the blue shirts. But, you know, after the Rangers had a 2-1 lead, and I was flipping back between the Rangers and the Knicks tonight, last night, when versus the Mavericks, but that's another show, and the other guys covered that. With the Rangers, when they had the 2-1 lead, and I was watching, you know, as I watched this, I said, okay, how do we get out of the period, go out after the first intermission and just hold on to this 2-1 lead? But 6 minutes later, you know, of all people, you know, Ryan Callahan, he seems like he got all his goals against the New York Rangers this year. He capitalized off of a power play goal you know, coming in the first period because of the Rick Nash penalty, the minor, whether it's the high sticking or the roughing the penalty, you know, whatever you want to call it, you know, with the refs, you know, the Rangers, you know, mental lapses, giving other teams opportunities, and it happens in hockey. It's a very physical sport. It's a sport where, like any other, but you need to play smart, disciplined, and have self-control. And the New York Rangers, they gave up, a power play goal to Ryan Callahan, and that's pretty much, and then it kind of tied the game up at two. At the end of one, and at halfway through the second period, Ryan Callahan comes back again, gets another goal, assisted by Stamkos and Kilhorn, and yeah, pretty much from there, the Rangers was pretty much out of the, well, I would say out of the game, but they were really out of the game after the Kucherov goal in the third period, and pretty much put them in the hole, and, you know, the power play, you know, the Rangers, power play, it's been a work in progress. It's 1-for-3 last night. The penalty killing, the Rangers have been pretty decent, penalty kill team for like the last 5 years, whether it was in the Tortorella or even Coach V. But last night, 50% on the penalty killing. Give up 2 power play goals. The shots, the New York Rangers were outshot by 10 in the game last night. So, and the fact that, also with the Rangers, playing against our guy, it hurts to have him gone in the offseason, Anton Strawman. And that's a Ranger that we ideally definitely miss. He's a hell of a player. He's a veteran leader. And he pretty much was on point last night, all over the ice, being effective. I'm pretty sure he got 3 stars. I got to go back and check it. I'm pretty sure he was probably 3 stars. And my guess, Steven Stamkos and Ryan Callahan. Tampa Bay Lightning is one hell of a team, dude. Really playing very good hockey. The New York Rangers are not too far behind. The penalties, like I said, with the high sticking with Rick Nash, and then also the minor with Matt Zuccarello earlier in the first period, the Lightning did, and then Chris Kreider also in the third period, with the cross-checking. But it's on to the next one with the New York Rangers. Let's see if I had to go back and check it all out with the New York Rangers sitting right now with 22 points on the standings. That's 10 behind both the Penguins and the New York Islanders. So that's pretty much 5 games you got to make up between now and the season. I mean, it's possible. I mean, there's a lot of division games left. We got Washington on our, tied with us in points. New Jersey 1 point behind us. So it's a kind of a logjam right there between spots 3 through 6 in the Metropolitan Division in the Eastern Conference between the Rangers, the Capitals, Flyers, and the Devils. It's a lot of space in between. A lot of space in between, Philadelphia, Pittsburgh and the New York Islanders in last place. It's a logjam right there in the middle. A lot of games to be played. Sitting on the outside looking in if the playoffs was to start today, but you got to catch Ottawa, Florida, probably Toronto, and then, Boston. They're going to climb the rank. They're going to climb the standings once all their guys get back. Chara gets back for them, But that's, that's a different division. But as far as Eastern Conference in general, the Rangers will be on the outside looking in. Got to play better consistent hockey, guys. Got to play, I got to see wins against quality teams back-to-back nights. I know one thing is beating Philadelphia And you know, I know we didn't get to play against Buffalo and all that feet of snow, but maybe the Tampa Bay Lightning do have our number. I'm not exactly sure about that. So my thing is with the Rangers. Got to I want if I had to say it like this. Let me put it like this. Who's going to step out, outside of Rick Nash as far as the goal scoring department? Where is it going to be Chris Kreider? Is it going to be Martin St. Louis? Where are you? Is it going to be guys like Derek Brassard or Derek Stepan, Carl Hagelin? Okay. Where are these guys going to get their second and third goal scorers on a consistent night out basis? Because when you're not putting up shots on goals versus quality teams, it kind of worries for a little bit of a concern, to a degree. It's a little bit of a concern to a degree. But the boys, this is my thoughts. They could nitpick, who wants to, the power play. Not the power play, but the penalty, the shootouts, or whether Rick Nash should shoot, if he shouldn't shoot, overtime losses, whatever. With that, I think the Rangers, there's still a lot of time left. I'm real patient with this team more than all the other teams right now in with the Bleed Blue Show, who we rep. Because I think we know the Rangers have been down this road before. They're a playoff team when they want to be. They're a playoff team when they click. Stanley Cup Finals, Eastern Conference Finals a couple years before that. Just been in the playoff hunt, and we're thankful as Rangers fans that they're at least in it. The last half decade, they're at least in it. I just think, they'll find a way to make the playoffs. Hopefully, God forbid, an injury, more serious injuries that come across their way. I just think that when the Captain Ryan McDonagh comes back from the shoulder, and Stepniak, I know he had the back issues, he's day to day. Let's see what this team does at full strength. I guess with Fast and Duclair, the young guys coming up, Dominic Moore and John Moore. I don't know where we're gonna get that second score, man. On a consistent basis, the Kevins, Hayes, and Klein, their contributions, they've have good games this season. The Moores, whether it's Don or John, whether at the center or defense positions. I don't know. I don't see a second score, and I'm not exactly sure if St. Louis is. I don't know if St. Louis, I would say he's past his career. I think he's still effective, but I don't think he's the second goal scorer right now. I can't see it. Just got to get him in open space, man. Maybe it's just a comfortability thing with him. He's getting the assists, and that's fine. You still want to get the points on the board. You want to still get points on the spread, on the score sheet. But I feel that I needed a running mate with Nash as far as goal scoring, and just got to get a little bit better defensively, just a tad bit better versus great teams. Not it could be Philadelphia's or any other bum team in the East, whether it's Detroit, whatever, whoever it may be, Carolina. Just gotta play a little bit better, man. So hopefully with Lee coming back, with the back, And then, you know, Ryan McDonough with the shoulder. You know, this is a good team. And we'll see what's going to happen with when guys get their guys in the midst of things. Because, you know, it's somewhat a little bit disappointing. You know, the Rangers, you know, if you want to play in your last 10 games, I know they've been about four losses and two overtimes. You know, that's 500 hockey. And, you know, I don't want to be average. I want to be very good. I want to be a very good threat each night in and out of the game. You know, every night in and out, just destroying teams. If I look at the next few games, you know, we got back-to-back with the Philadelphia. You know, we just came off the 2-0 win at the Garden. So you got tonight. Actually this afternoon at Philadelphia. We got the one, you know, 1 p.m. game Thanksgiving, and then you got the afternoon game Friday at the Garden, back-to-back versus Philadelphia. So it's a lot of Philadelphia, like three times within like 2 weeks, if that. And then once again, you gotta see the same Tampa Bay Lightning on December 1st, and also we're gonna be at Detroit. And then versus the Pittsburgh Penguins at home, who are probably want to that Pittsburgh Penguins New York Rangers rivalry. I'm pretty sure they're gonna want a win because after you know, thus far this season, not able to capitalize against the Rangers. I'm pretty sure they're definitely gonna want a win against the Blue Shirts within their division. Absolutely. So it's a couple. It's gonna be a somewhat of a tough stretch this upcoming week. The two of Philly, Detroit, and Pittsburgh. So, I don't know, guys. So, it's a little bit more than I expected for the Blue Shirts. I thought they would have probably been in better standing, a better shape, better better camaraderie as what they are right now. And that's fine what they are right now. But it could be a lot better. And I think we, as Ranger fans, we expect that. So, you know, the cap off the Blues Day recap, New York Rangers edition, Thanksgiving edition. I want to say a happy Thanksgiving to all our New York Ranger fans out there. That rep the Bleed Blue Show. They send their emails, their tweets at the Bleed Blue Show or to the email, to the Blues Day recap. To the New York Rangers fan base, the Broadway Blue Shirts, the LGR Nation, you know, and all of our teams, of course, you know, if you're a New York Football Giants fan, New York Knicks, New York Yankees, we definitely wish you a happy Thanksgiving. Now, don't get stuffed by the turkey today. Now, if you're watching the Rangers versus Philly, okay, I know, you know, when the Rangers and the Flyers played in the Classic a couple years ago at Lincoln Financial. No, not Lincoln Financial. It was Citizens Bank Park in Philadelphia, the Winter Classic. Okay, now, if you're eating your turkey, you're having fellowship with your family, you know, let's not go overboard. I'll try not to go overboard, okay? I'm watching this game from afar, you know, have the center ice on deck. I have a cold one, you know, before football games, or even during some of the football game. Actually, the Bears and the Lions, and the, you know, the Eagles and Cowboys, 49ers and Seahawks. The football games is aftermath to after the New York Rangers and the Flyers play. Now, when you're eating your turkey and you're eating your casseroles, your mac and cheese, and your stuffing. Let's just be thankful that, you know, of all the teams that we root for, the Bleed Blue Show, and the New York Knicks, Giants, Rangers, Yankees, it has been the Rangers of all the four. It has been the New York Rangers of the four teams that we should be giving thanks as Bleed Blue Show, as a Bleed Blue Show family, as Bleed Blue Show fans, as Bleed Blue Show stakeholders. It has been the Rangers that's been holding down the fort the last half decade. Okay? It's been outside of the Yankees World Series. And then the two Super Bowls, you know, well, the one Super Bowl in 2011, we're talking 5 years, you know, if you want to talk championships, you know, it's the New York Giants and the Yankees in the last two. But if you're talking about always in the hunt, being consistent, effort, grit, being proud, and how can you be not any more proud than the New York Rangers, especially what they did in the Stanley Cup Finals? I know they didn't bring home the cup. They did not bring home Lord Stanley's Cup. If we were talking about a consistent grit, we were talking about effort, the ability to shine in the moment, maximizing the minimum, what they've done, you know, the effort they did against the Los Angeles Kings, the comeback, you know, what they did to Montreal and Pittsburgh, especially with Pittsburgh, of the situation with Martin St. Louis. And the passing of his mother last spring, and the way they fought with guts and glory, we as fans of the hockey team, we should be thankful of the New York Rangers. So that would conclude this edition of the Blues Day Recap. Happy Thanksgiving. This is the New York Rangers edition of the Blues Day Recap. Enjoy your holiday. God bless.